May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart join in the chorus of all creation, which ever proclaims your love. Amen. Well, happy St. Francis Day to all of you. It's such a joy to see so many of our beloved pets coming to join us, and also seeing a lot of people having to move around with the seating arrangement. So blessings abound on St. Francis Day that you get to meet a new pew partner. Well, St. Francis was indeed a lover of animals and of all creation, and famously shunned material wealth and social standing to go out into the wilderness and live and do ministry in nature's cathedral. So on this day, full of animals, we have this reading from Job, which I found very fascinating because it ends talking all about ostriches. And God is kind of making fun of ostriches as well. They have no wisdom, they lack understanding, they crush their own eggs, they're horrible parents. God is kind of ripping into them, so I just wanted to make sure, did anyone bring an ostrich to be blessed today? Because I don't want to say I'm sorry. Let's focus in on the ostriches, just so I don't preach on dogs or cats and be accused of having favorites and no one has an ostrich today. I read this passage about ostriches, and we all know that ostriches are paradoxical creatures because they're birds, but they can't fly. So when we think of God creating the birds of the air, they're not included because they don't fly, even though they have wings and they are birds. They embody this paradox. And God in this passage identifies three other characteristics of the ostrich that reveal how God relates to us. So I want to focus on these three things that God says to us today about ostriches and how they might symbolize for us God's care, God's grace, and God's delight. First, God's care is demonstrated by the fact that we're talking about ostriches at all. God did not randomly pick ostriches. God brings up ostriches in this passage because Job mentioned them first. Job has endured great suffering and feels lonely and feels utter ruin and uses a metaphor saying, I am a companion of ostriches, because ostriches were these birds of ruin elsewhere in the Bible. They're harbingers of destruction that run rampant over the ruins of Babylon. So Job cries out saying, I am a companion of ostriches. Well, when God responds to Job, God says, I am not absent and aloof as you have accused me. In fact, I've been listening quite closely to your lament. And I heard what you said about the ostriches, and I would like to add to what you know about ostriches, as I am their creator. And God points out to their wings. The wings are the first thing that God identifies of the ostriches. Now, as I mentioned, they do not use their wings for flying. So what does the ostrich use their wings for? A mating ritual. It's an elaborate, lengthy mating ritual with quite the flourish and pirouettes to see these ostriches. You can Google it later. So this reflects that ostriches are not the lonely animal that Job assumes, but actually a social creature that lives in a community with a specific social order. They're not as lonely as you think, Job, and also you are not as lonely as you may feel. God is here in relationship with you, listening and caring for you. Second, the ostriches remind us of God's grace. God identifies how the ostriches leave their eggs in the field of the desert, not bothering to bury them in a nest or brood on them. The ostriches just scatter their eggs and even trample upon their own eggs. They're quite the foolish birds. And yet, We have ostriches with us today. So seemingly as they are bad parents, somehow they have survived all the generations and beat out the universal order of things that there and this animal continues. God points that out, that the bird seems foolish, but also is successful in a way. What an amazing, tremendous expression of God's grace. One scholar has posited that God is looking at the ostrich like an artist might look at their earlier work, pulling out something from the archive and being able to critique its unrefined skill, but also delight and be surprised by the talent that is inherent within the work. That's how God looks at the ostrich, a silly, stupid bird, but also quite remarkable and fascinating, isn't it? What tremendous grace. And that's how God looks at each of us. Don't you wish that? God says, Reverend Josh, what a silly and strange but also delightfully amusing character of my own creation. Lastly, the ostrich laughs, and the ostrich gets the last laugh because despite being a bad parent and not being able to fly, the ostrich runs really fast. In fact, the ostrich can sustain top speed faster than its predators, and that's how it outruns them. All of these animals that are meant for the land are left in its dust, and that's why the ostrich laughs at the end. And God joins the ostrich in its laughter, because the ostrich is using its God-given talents, not being held back by the expectations that we put on it, but fully living into and leaning into the gifts that God has given it. That's how God joins in the laughter of the ostrich as it mocks incredulously the horse and rider that it leaves in its dust. These paradoxes of the ostrich reflect to us God's love for us. As our signs for the pet blessing say, all creatures are a symbol of God's love, and we read today even the ostrich. These paradoxes of the ostrich remind us that God's sensibilities are quite different than our own. It's precisely through paradox that we see God's care and grace and delight. The ultimate paradox, of course, is God's love in the world. God's love makes no sense, is completely foolish, silly, in fact, when compared to the ways of the world. Yet that's precisely what God invites us into, God's love in the world. What paradoxes are you encountering in this season of your life? What things are emerging seemingly unreasonable or counterintuitive or nonsensical? Perhaps those are exactly the places God is calling you to be and to live into so that you might experience God's care and grace and delight. When we fully live into the paradox, we feel God's delight and we laugh just like the ostrich. God is calling us to enter paradox so that we can reflect God's care and grace and delight. And if an ostrich can do it, so can you. Amen.